It's the Jim Brinkman Show.
It is back to school time, and if you are a parent of kids who are heading back, then you might want to listen up, because I have the author of Five Simple Tools to Meet Your Everyday Parenting Challenges, Patty Whipler. She's with me right now to talk about how we can prepare to get back to school. So, Patty, what would you say the most important thing that parents can do to build a healthy relationship with their kids this time of year?
The first tool that we like to introduce parents to is called special time. And our children, really, their intelligence is at its best when they feel close and safe and connected. You say to your child, hey, I've got 5 minutes. We can do whatever you want to do for 5 minutes. You pay attention to what the child wants to do, but your goal is to beam in your support and your caring.
And I know a lot of times the morning routine can be a challenging one. How do you get kids ready to head back to school?
Well, if your child is struggling in the morning, dragging their feet, they don't like breakfast, they won't get dressed, we encourage parents to start the morning routine maybe 15 minutes earlier, as if it were the same, to insert special time in there before they ask their child to do anything. Children thrive on feeling connected. And if you can connect in the morning before you ask your child to do anything, before you ask them to get dressed, before you tell them to get up, it's like if they're grumpy in the morning and they drag, you hop into bed with them and go, I've got 10 minutes. What do you want to do? And they might want to snuggle. They might want you to sing a little song to them. They might want to hop up and do a puzzle. And when the 10 minutes is up, you go, okay, special time's over. Let's go brush our teeth. And it helps you feel more like, you and your child are in it together. It certainly helps your child feel more like they've got support.
Okay, we're going to put these up at jimbrinkman.com. 5 simple tools to meet your everyday parenting challenges. You're with me, Jim Brinkman.